Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for morning baseball. An 11:05 first pitch between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by TJ Shook. TJ, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. How are we doing?
Doing good. How about you? It's been a bit of a change this year out of the bullpen, but seems like you're enjoying life so far.
Oh, yeah. It's been fun. Definitely a different role, but I'm enjoying my time. Definitely down here.
What's it been like moving to the bullpen this year? Last year, you were pretty much primarily a starter, except for a little bit in the start of the year with Wisconsin. What's it been like moving back out to the bullpen for the first time since college?
It's a little bit different. I think the hardest thing for me right now is just getting a different routine, finding what works for me, just the first couple weeks doing it. So it's been a little bit of a switch. But other than that, I mean, I'm enjoying it. I kind of get to watch the game from a different view. Not in the dugout, so it's definitely a change, but I'm getting used to it.
What's it been like hanging out in the bullpen? Because that, for relievers, is really where you make the memories, right?
Yeah, bullpen's fun. We have a good time down there, other than kids asking for balls every 5 minutes. But other than that, it's fun. We keep it pretty loose down there. We got Josh Spence down there. He's a great guy, very nice guy, keeps it loose for us, so I'm enjoying my time down there.
Well, and what's it been like, too, with the bullpens in play? Because you got to keep your head in a swivel at all times.
Oh, yeah, we'll get some balls down there. Couple hot shots every now and then, but we'll body them up.
So. There we go. That's the best way to do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You were a reliever back at South Carolina. It's kind of going back to your college days. How did you, being in a relief role with the Gamecocks, help you now being in a relief role in AA?
So it gave me a perspective. I would say it's a tad bit different. Because I basically did everything at South Carolina, started for a little while, but there was a time where I'd be in the bullpen Friday, Saturday, and then if I didn't pitch, I'd start Sunday. So it's kind of like I was a hybrid, almost you could say, but it definitely translates for sure. It makes it a tad bit easier kind of knowing the routine, but still just adjusting to it.
Well, in talking about being familiar, there were a lot of familiar faces to you on this team. You are one of three different guys who all played at the same time at South Carolina. It's you, Noah Campbell, and Wes Clark. What's been like having the Gamecock reunion here in Biloxi?
It's been fun. So we ride to the field together every day. I mean, we're pretty close friends. We actually play Clash Royale, if you know what that is. We play it every day. But yeah, they're some of my best friends. It's been fun. It makes it a little bit easier to play down here with people you know. So it's just, we kind of carried over that same energy from Carolina to here. So
who's the best guy at Clash Royale?
Easily Wes. He's the clan leader right now with 7,500 trophies, if people who knows what that means.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah. He's number one in our clan out of 50 people, so he's very good.
That's impressive. But what's it like throwing to him after him being your catcher in college, him now being your catcher here in AA?
No, it's fun. He didn't really catch too much in college, played more of like first base, but he's definitely progressed as a catcher, and I'm enjoying throwing to him. He knows how to call a game really well. He sticks pitches really well, so it's a good target to throw to.
And you were also a guy that went to South Carolina as a kid from South Carolina. What an experience that must have been.
Oh, yeah, I grew up a big USC fan. It was actually, so getting recruited, I actually had Clemson, a couple other schools, like rival schools interested. And then I guess South Carolina got word that I was going to visit them, and they brought me on a visit within that same week, and I couldn't say no. I just loved it too much. I grew up a big fan, so I definitely enjoyed my time there.
When you also got to pitch in the SEC, which is the premier college baseball conference in the country, you're pitching against teams like Vanderbilt, Georgia, Alabama, Texas A&M, Florida, on a week-in and week-out basis. What was it like facing that competition in the SEC?
I mean, we talk about this all the time. I would say it's similar to a really good high A team and almost double A level of baseball, but in college. I mean, it's very competitive, very elite players in that league. I can't speak for like Big Ten or I mean any other schools, but I don't know. It's very competitive. You have to go out there. I mean, it's a win mentality in college. Obviously, you want to win games here as well, but it's almost like a win now type of thing in college, but not as much development. So it's very competitive, so it's a tough league to play in for sure.
How much did it prepare you for pro ball? Because you're in AA now, and you kind of spent 4 years playing in AA at South Carolina.
Basically, yeah. It definitely prepares you. I'm sure any other guy that played in the SEC can tell you the same. It's just very competitive. I mean, a lot of good players. It's hard to be good in the SEC. So I would say it translates really well to playing in AA.
Well, Well, TJ, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and M Braves at 11:05.